And we will go forward with, I would like someone to approve the minutes of the meeting.
I'll move that they approve.
Okay, moved by Barry, second by Gary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, say nay. Motion carried. All right, are there any additional salary, commissioner's salary days that we can approve?
I have one for waterfowl related.
Okay, one for Gary, any others? Okay, can I have a motion to approve the additional commissioner's salary day for Gary? Okay, Scott and Paul, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay, Chris, I bet we're ready to go through the budget information.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and Commission members. Chris Peterson here, your finance officer with the department. As we approach July 1st, coming up here next month, as all state government agencies do, we'll embark on our new fiscal year, which also starts our new budget. And as we historically do with the Game Fish and Parks budget, we bring to you in May or June of each year the revisions to the budget we presented to all of you last fall through the budget request for fiscal year 18. That would be the budget that will start here July 1st. And as a department, we submit a budget with our requested items. It goes through the governor's budget process, the legislative budget process, and then we report back to you this time of year with any incremental changes. A lot of times you'll see changes in things like employee salary package or health insurance, or maybe some central service billings for IT or janitorial services, and those kind of adjustments get made throughout the legislative session. And then we come back to all of you to report what those adjustments are. And then for some specific programs, we ask for your formal budget approval. So Madam Chair, with that, I thought we would go through a quick review of the budget, department-wide, and then get into some of the programs, a few of which will be informational, just for your review. And then a couple of them will ask you to take some formal action to essentially solidify or adopt that budget that we will use to start on July 1st. Madam Chair, as we go back to last fall, when we presented the budget to all of you in Pierre during one of our fall commission meetings, the Game Fish and Parks Department had presented a budget that was right around $90.9 million. Current year that we are operating in today, that'll end here at the end of the month, we're operating with a budget that is $88.59 million. And what we presented to you last fall was a budget that was going to increase by the tune of just over $2.3 million. Those increases included about $280,000 for kind of inflationary expenses in the Parks and Recreation Division, a similar $300,000 for inflationary increases in the Wildlife Division, utilities, and some cost increases that way. And then some various project increases across the Parks Division and the Wildlife Division as well. So again, the budget that we presented to all of you last fall was $90.9 million. Now, Madam Chair, as you turn to your packet, I believe labeled as item number four behind the minutes you all approved, we've got a summary of the budgeted programs within the department. The first three or four pages will be informational items for all of you, and then as we get down to the end and I field any questions you may have, we'll ask you to formally adopt some of the program budgets, and I'll get to what those will be here shortly. But to review the first page, page four there, that is actually an overall summary of the department budget. If you go to kind of the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a budget number department-wide for Game Fish and Parks now sitting at $91 million. Again, we were just under $91 million with what we submitted to all of you back in the fall. So I'll go ahead and point out what those changes were or adjustments that happened after we presented all the budgets to you last fall. If you look at on this first department-wide page, the fifth column over, kind of towards the top, you'll see under this expansion reduction column, FY18, you'll see $36,505. Health insurance for our state employees are expected to go up, and these are the premiums that the department pays on behalf of our state employees. So across all of state government, every department, every program is getting the same budget adjustment per person, to the tune of like $320, $340 per person. So that adjustment spread across the employees that we have that receive health insurance is gonna equal $36,505. So that was the adjustment that was made by the governor's office and the legislature, human resources, during the legislative session, specifically related to salary policy. $36,505 across the department. Madam Chair, as we get into our individual program budgets, you'll see how that lines out per individual program. Madam Chair, the other number to point out would be in column number 4, kind of right in the middle of your page, there's an inflation number there. It says inflation fiscal year 18, $81,029. That increase is specifically related to some of the central services that are provided to state government departments. Specifically, they're related to our computer services. This is software updates, security updates to the software systems. It might be our law enforcement system. It might be security behind our licensing system, behind the regular Microsoft systems that we all use with internet and email. It's all allocated on a per person or per FTE basis across the department. Those expenses are going up across all departments. So then again, the governor's office and the legislature, they work and allocate additional budget to every program in state government. That would be to the tune of about $72,000 to $75,000 for just the IT expenses across our Game Fish and Parks Department. And then our janitorial services are being adjusted, going up slightly as well. And some of our central accounting services are actually going down a little bit. But the net across those central pieces for janitorial services, accounting, and our computer rates is a net for our department. Again, an increase from what we presented to you back last fall to the tune of $81,029 in budget for our Game Fish and Parks Department. So Madam Chair, those two numbers, the 36,000 and the 81,000, represent around 100,000 of additional expanded budget from what we presented to you back last fall. So the budget we discussed last fall with the commission had an increase of 2.3 million. You can see at the very bottom right-hand corner of this first page, you'll see a $2.4 million expansion number. So Madam Chair, that kind of walks you through what the changes were. Pretty small amounts to the tune of that $100,000. Less than most years, Madam Chair, because what you would see most years is an actually salary increase for all the employees within all state government departments as well. And as I think, as you're all aware, and what we shared after the legislative session, due to the tight budget constraints across state government, there was no salary increase allocated for any state government employees from where we are today in fiscal year 17 to where we're gonna start July 1st with fiscal year 18. So the salary package, which for our department usually impacts the budget to the tune of $500,000 to $750,000, doesn't exist in this year. So it's a flat line salary for all employees over the next 13 months here as we proceed. But there was that increase for those inflationary services, utilities, and those kind of things, and the health care. Madam Chair, as we proceed, the next three pages we have are just informational in nature. They include the Division of Administration, our Division of Parks and Recreation Operations Budget, and the Division of Parks and Recreation Project or Capital Development Budget. Now, those three budgets within our department The authority to approve and adopt that budget does lie with the legislature itself, because those budgets have general fund dollars associated with them as well. So these three budgets that we have first are for all of you that are part of the overall department, but there's where the budgetary control lies with the legislature. For the Division of Administration, you can see the budget there is $4.2 million. You can see the small increase again in that employee benefits number, and just over $11,000 for the computer services and the janitorial services as well. So the net of that department is changing to the tune of just under $14,000, $4.2 million there. That Division of Administration is the division that I'm in. It includes budget authority for our commission, legal counsel services, the finance office, and engineering, those kind of central services that we provide for the department. So again, Madam Chair, that's just a kind of an informational update for you with that budget. Similarly, the next page, third page of your handout, is the State Parks and Recreation budget. This is the operations side, the daily operations budget across our entire park system. Bottom right-hand corner, you can see this budget for fiscal year 18 will come in at $24.75 million, $248.2 FTE. You can see an increase there for health insurance of just over $12,000, and an increase for computer services and janitorial services of just over $12,000 as well. Again, that leads to an increase from the current year that we're in, just under $300,000 for the Parks and Recreation Division. Again, from the commission's perspective, this budget was adopted and appropriated and finalized by the legislature, and we're good to go for July 1st on that budget. Madam Chair, next budget in the package, the 0621 budget, State Parks and Recreation Development Improvement. This is the capital project budget for the Division of Parks and Recreation. You can see this budget with the salary and benefits and inflation, there's no changes because this is specific to construction projects. And with those, we don't have any staff that we're paying out of those budgets. This is literally to pay the contracts and pay for the projects themselves. So from that perspective, there are no janitorial services, or there are no people to compensate with health insurance for those pieces. So this budget would exactly mirror what we presented to all of you last fall. $9.2 million, which is an increase of $455,893 over the current year budget that we're operating in today. Madam Chair, as we move forward, the last three budgets then, as we end here and answer all of your questions, we would ask you to take some formal action on the last three, these last three budgets, the first of which would be the wildlife operations budget. So this budget, along with the project budget for wildlife and the snowmobile trails budget, all of that budget authority lies with all of you, the Game Fish and Parks Commission. You can see for wildlife operations, the overall recommended budget is $48.46 million at the bottom of that page. Again, just over $21,000 that will be allocated specifically for health insurance to cover our Division of Wildlife employees, and the janitorial services and computer services across our wildlife division that has 294 FTE is estimated to be just over $57,387 for that component. So there you're gonna have about $78,000 of increased budget on top of what we presented to all of you back last fall. And then when you roll that budget in to get a bigger department or division wildlife perspective, you would turn over to the next page, which gives you a just over $3 million budget that's recommended for the Division of Wildlife's development improvement, that capital project budget for the Division of Wildlife. Again, this authority resides with all of you for this budget, but you'll see there's no changes from what we presented to all of you for projects last fall, because there are no specific FTE assigned to this budget for health insurance, and there are no inflationary increases needed for IT services or for janitorial services either. So You'll see that budget, it is increasing based on the projects that the division has identified for the next year, increasing to the tune of just under $1.3 million, which allocates a budget of just over $3 million in total for projects for the Wildlife Division for fiscal year 18, starting on July 1st. Madam Chair, the last budget we have in the packet would be, again, a budget that is under your authority to approve and amend the 0622 budget for snowmobile trails. Smaller budget unit that operates the snowmobile trails program in the department, both East River and West River. We do have some staff assigned to that budget to aid in those services. So health insurance increases pretty small amount in there to the tune of $222, and another small increase for their janitorial services and computer services to the tune of $274. That additional $500 or so leads to an overall increase in the budget of $22,496, again, of which we spoke about the $22,000 increase last fall that was to purchase some trail drags and part of a new groomer that we were buying within the Snowmobile Trails program. So the overall Snowmobile Trails program budget comes in at $1,329,199 for the fiscal year that would start here on July 1st. So, Madam Chair, as I mentioned, the first three or four pages of the packet are informational, but we can stand by for any questions you might have on the budget and the process. And then, if and when you're comfortable, we would ask you to adopt three of these budget pages, the last three, the wildlife information budget at $48,463,900, the wildlife development and improvement budget at $3,032,135, and the snowmobile trails budget at $1,329,199 as well. So, Madam Chair, that kind of ends the presentation that I had prepared to kind of go through those new budget adjustments since last fall, but sure, stand by for any questions.
Okay, questions? And we approve this with a motion, don't we?
We do, Madam Chair, yep. Okay.
I'll move we accept it.
Okay. First Barry, second Mary Ann. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you for that very short, quick update on that.
Good, thank you, Madam Chair. One comment I was gonna make, just an update for you before we move into our other information items. As you addressed all of the conflict of interest procedures you did at the beginning of the meeting, and then at our last meeting we had on governance, I had also talked to all of you about the code of conduct that was being developed for state government for boards and commissions that were specifically identified in some past pieces of legislation. The governor's office, as well as some legal attorneys for some of our state government offices, are getting very close. They're trying to get a code of conduct that would work for across the 20-some boards and commissions that were identified across state government. So we would expect to have something pretty formally for you to, I know we looked at a draft together, but something in final version maybe over the next couple months this summer yet that we could bring to you and have you adopt as well. I know that same group is also working on some of the conflict of interest components that you do as a process at the start of each of your meetings. And if you go back a couple years, I think it was House Bill 1243 that set in place those procedures, Madam Chair, that you read off for conflict of interest at the beginning of each meeting. This past legislative session, House Bill 1170 was passed that kind of clarifies some of the intent of what the conflict of interest statutes are supposed to be for boards and commissions. So I think we'll be able to probably streamline that process a little bit for all of you at the beginning of your meetings as well.
Oh, okay.
But that's just an update that both code of conduct and conflict of interest updates should be coming for you sometime in the next couple months as well.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Yep. With that, we'll turn it over and move on down the agenda with the